The soul has an unrestrainable desire to be satisfied. So how do we know this? Number two, what does this tell us about ourselves? And number three, a call to action. Number one, the soul has an unrestrainable desire to be satisfied. How do we know this? Well, think about when you are by yourself. I'm by myself right now. Went on a little walk. As soon as you're by yourself, what happens? Your soul starts having a conversation. Now, there's a certain percentage of people who just heard that and said, well, when I'm by myself, I don't have a conversation within myself. If you just told yourself that, that's your conversation. As soon as we're by ourselves, we start recognizing and or can more clearly hear this interior conversation that's going on. And it's directed to two points. Usually, when we have no faith, that interior conversation is directed towards the world. So we start conversing with the world. We start conversing with the world about having things, accomplishing feats, and experiencing pleasures. And then when we have things and accomplished feats and experienced pleasures, then we start having another conversation about losing the things that we have, a failing at the accomplishments that we want to continue on with, and we start mourning the loss of the pleasures that we're experiencing in this world. But we have this conversation, and without faith, it's directed towards the world. And the interesting thing about this conversation with the world is what we learn from it. We learn from this conversation with the world that the world can satisfy the soul. Take, for example, pleasure. Last night, we celebrated Janelle's birthday, and one of the girls made her a beautiful cheesecake, a raspberry cheesecake. I love raspberry cheesecakes. And after the first piece, I had two or three more. And why did I have two or three more after the first piece? Well, because my kids didn't finish their cheesecake, and you can't let a good piece of cheesecake go to waste. And so I did the daddy part, and I ate their pieces. Now, after the third piece, my soul was conversing with the world saying, the cheesecake isn't going to satisfy you. And that's something that we can learn from our own experience. The world cannot satisfy the soul. Thomas Kempis says, for if I alone should have all the world's comforts and enjoy all its delights, it is certain that they could not long endure. Therefore, my soul, you cannot enjoy full consolation or perfect delight except in God. You cannot be satisfied with any temporal goods, because you were not created to enjoy them. Even if you possessed all created things, you could not be happy and blessed. For in God, who created all things, your whole blessedness and happiness consists. Another thing that we can learn about this conversation that our soul has with the world is that we cannot understand ourselves without God. Think about this. The eyes cannot say, I know and fulfill the purpose of my existence without light. It's only when light hits the eyes that the eyes understand and can fulfill the purpose of their existence. The ears can't say, I know and fulfill the purpose of my existence without sound. It's only when sound hits the ears that the ears understand and can fulfill the purpose of their existence. And a soul cannot say, I know and fulfill the purpose of my life without God. Only when God touches the soul with His grace, sanctifying grace, that we can understand and fulfill the purpose of our life. And that is union with God.
Thomas A. Kempis says, my soul, you cannot enjoy full consolation or perfect delight except in God.
The fact that our soul is restless points to something very important. It points to that our soul is not an end in itself. Our soul cannot satisfy itself. Therefore, it points to something. It points to that, well, then there must be something out there that can satisfy the soul.
C.S. Lewis wrote, creatures are not born with desires unless satisfaction for those desires exists. A baby feels hungry. Well, there is such a thing as food. A duckling wants to swim. Well, there is such a thing as water. Men feel sexual desire. Well, there is such a thing as sex. If I find in myself a desire which no experience in the world can satisfy, the most probable explanation is that I was made for another world.
So here's our call to action. Progress in the interior life is a transformation of that interior conversation, where we turn from talking to the world and start conversing and having a conversation with God. The deeper we go in the spiritual life, the bigger that transformation of this conversation has to be. We're made for union with God, to converse with Him, to share our life with Him. So practically, this interior conversation develops when we place our minds upon godly things.
Philippians 4:8, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things.
Place your mind upon godly things and think about them. For example, when you see something beautiful, the fall colors right now, and it moves you, realize that the fall colors and the beauty and the delight that that brings you is only a shadow of the beauty of God. When you see something good, maybe it's the love that you witness between two people, caring for each other. Realize that love that you see or maybe experience yourself from other people is only a shadow of the goodness and love of God. When you experience something delightful to the senses in the world, realize this delight of the senses is only a shadow of the delight that God wants to give us with Him in heaven. Everything that is good and beautiful and that we delight in the world is just a shadow of the goodness of God. And so during the day when you can recognize this, then thinking about those things is the development of that interior conversation with God. I'll give you an example of something that happened today. I was driving the kids to school. They go to school 2 days a week, and then the other three days we do homeschooling. So I'm driving the kids, and two of the girls are in the back of the van, and they are just laughing and delighting. I don't know what they were doing, but they're delighting in each other. There's just, and then this laugh that's really from the belly in the morning, it just filled me with such joy. And so in my mind, I think this is just a shadow of the joy of God. Have you heard the expression, absence makes the heart grow fonder? Well, that's not always true, because sometimes absence makes the heart forget. And so this conversation that we can develop with God, this interior conversation, is important because it reminds us of God. See, right now, the world has forgotten about God because the world has stopped the conversation with Him. So our souls have an unrestrainable desire to be satisfied. Nothing in this world can satisfy our hearts. And we can develop this interior conversation with God by placing our minds upon godly things. Friends, thank you for watching. And share with me below what stood out to you and why. And we'll see you soon.
If you're looking for some more practical insights into growing in holiness, check out the video linked at the end of this video, also found in the description. It's a great resource. Also, if you would like all our future videos emailed to you, visit kenandjanelle.com and sign up.